is dirty, but it can wait. Yeah, 'cause right now I need some downtime to drink some red wine and celebrate. Yeah, Armageddon could be knocking at my door, but I ain't gonna answer, that's for sure. There's gotta be something, gotta be something more, gotta be more than this. I need a little less hard time, I need a little more bliss. I'm gonna take my chances, taking the chance I might find what I'm looking for. Gotta be something more, got to be more.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The White House says President Biden's comments about Trump supporters being garbage was referring to the Trump rally, that the comedian who said Puerto Rico was a floating piece of garbage, not referencing all Trump supporters. Vice President Kamala Harris, on her way to North Carolina, downplayed the president's response, saying she fully supports all people, regardless of party.
First of all, he clarified his comments, but let me be clear, I strongly disagree with any criticism of people based on who they vote for.
Harris and Donald Trump both campaigning in North Carolina and Wisconsin today. The U.S. economy grew by 2.8% annual rate in the third quarter, consumers driving growth despite stubborn inflation and interest rates. The U.S. Central Command says the military targeted known ISIS camps in Syria Monday, killing 35 from the terror group. That response follows a raid this month in Iraq that injured two American service members. This is ABC News. Rescues underway in Spain as authorities report at least 70 people have died from flash flooding.
From the air and on the ground in the eastern region of Valencia, survivors being rescued from the floods that have swept away cars, turned village streets into rivers, disrupted rail lines and highways. Over 1,000 soldiers from Spain's emergency response units have been deployed to the devastated areas. The country's experienced similar autumn storms in recent years, but nothing compared to this time. The fear is the death toll could rise. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Wildfires across central Oklahoma have destroyed homes and forced evacuations. They're burning in drought-stricken areas amid record heat. Possible asbestos contamination prompting a recall of baby powder. It includes hundreds of cases of DynaCare baby powder sold on Amazon. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Election Day is fast approaching, and your vote in local elections is important. I am Deborah Fisher, and I am running for the Pepin County Register of Deeds. Determined to serve the community of Pepin County, determined to put the taxpayers first, and determined to make a difference. I am running for this office as an independent candidate and would value your voice and your vote. Remember to get out and vote on Tuesday, November 5th. Authorized and paid for on my behalf.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Rain is rolling in tonight and ramping up through the overnight hours, where an inch of rainfall is not out of the question. Not to mention, with highs today hovering in the mid-70s, we'll fall to the mid-40s tonight and continue to fall throughout Halloween. In fact, it'll drop so cold it'll be in the mid-30s while we're trick-or-treating. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. It's 70 degrees at our studios.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Bob Haig. Former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris are both campaigning in Wisconsin today. Harris has an event scheduled on the UW-Madison campus starting at 6 o'clock. Trump's event at the Resch Center in Ashwaubenon starts at 4. Wildfire conditions remain high across most of Wisconsin, and the Department of Natural Resources reminding residents to check trailers and all outdoor equipment before their use. The dry conditions have created a higher and more dangerous wildfire risk. The DNR reports 82 fires across the state. 32 of them started due to improper equipment use, like unsecured trailer chains. Milwaukee Public Schools are proposing to close or merge 13 schools. A plan was presented at a special meeting of the MPS board Tuesday night. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Real quick, raise your hand if you want to lose an additional 4 bands a year. Go ahead and put your hands up. Put your hands up. You voted for Kamala Harris. Oh, okay. My fault. Good, because I don't think people understand that voting for Trump means you will lose an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. If Trump is elected, he plans to add a 60% tariff on all imports from China. Anything in your house that says made in China, take the price that you paid for and add 60%. He plans to add a 20% tariff on all imports coming from every other country. With Kamala Harris's opportunity economy, she's not hitting you with the sales tax of doom. She's providing tax cuts to the middle and working class, so that means you will save an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. Plus the $25,000 she's literally handing to new homebuyers, like, you know who to vote for in this November's election. It's Kamala Harris. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FFPAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit. Because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winikins. News this hour being brought to you by Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand, SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. And Tech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. Numbers are us, 3rd Avenue West, Durand, and Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. The city of Durand is looking at borrowing a small amount of money each year to continue doing small street projects. Durand Mayor Patrick Millern says the idea would be to borrow $140,000 each year for another project.
And the idea would be to possibly borrow another $140,000, $150,000 a year and do that each year and do these two block projects so we can keep up with our streets.
That additional money would be levied on the tax rolls. Now, the proposed 2025 budget will be discussed and voted on during the November 20th council meeting. 7 people were hurt in a western Wisconsin crash. The Altoona Police Department says a semi lost control and hit 2 cars while exiting Highway 53 onto Highway 12 on Tuesday. Lanes were closed for several hours while the crash was being investigated. It's unknown how badly the 7 people were injured. There's an even 10,000 students at UW-Eau Claire this year. The University of Wisconsin released its official 10th day enrollment figures, and the Eau Claire campus has an even 10,000. That makes Eau Claire the 6th largest campus in the state. UW-Madison is obviously the largest with 52,000 students. UW-Stout has just under 7,000 students, while River Falls has just over 5,000. UW-La Crosse has almost 500 more students than UW-Eau Claire. A southern Minnesota man has been sentenced for his role in a drive-by shooting in Wisconsin. Police arrested 32-year-old DeAndrew Grant following last year's shooting at a pizza restaurant in La Crosse. Several people were wounded and the restaurant suffered significant damage. Grant pled guilty last month to charges including attempted homicide, battery with a dangerous weapon, and reckless endangerment. He was sentenced to 32 years in prison and 8 years of supervised release earlier this week. Wisconsin's new Rules of the Road book is supposed to be easier to read. The State Department of Transportation yesterday said it updated the rules of the road. The new book is supposed to be easier to read, simpler, and more straightforward. The Wisconsin DOT says they want to make sure that everyone can understand the rules for driving in the state. You can find the updated version at the Wisconsin DOT website. You're listening to WRDN News.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Dunn County leaders want Wisconsin to expand the state's health care program. The Dunn County Board this week approved a resolution calling on the state legislature to expand Medicaid. Human Services Director Paula Winter says there are too many uninsured people in Dunn County, and that means the county has to foot the bill when these people get sick or need medical care. Winter says that the county's community support program and crisis intervention services are the most expensive. Lawmakers in Wisconsin have resisted expanding Medicaid for years, saying adding more people to the system would be too expensive. Schools across southeast Minnesota are helping students explore promising careers by giving them opportunities for up-close tours of local manufacturing companies and in-depth knowledge of skilled-based careers. Students from Wabasha, Kellogg, Red Wing, and Plainview Elgin Millville will attend Construct Tomorrow, and tour companies like Crenello Engineering Cabs. According to Minnesota's Department of Employment and Economic Development, manufacturing roles constitute 11% of all available jobs in Minnesota. Last year, manufacturing contributed $57 billion, or 12%, to the Minnesota economy. The average annual manufacturing wage in Minnesota, $79,000 a year. That's 10% above the average for all jobs. The teenager accused of killing Lily Peters is finally going to answer for charges against him. A judge in Chippewa County yesterday set an arraignment for December 16th. The hearing comes after the teen's lawyer did not appeal to the Wisconsin Supreme Court to try to keep the case in juvenile court. The teenager is accused of killing and sexually assaulting Peters as she was walking home back in April of 2022. She was 10 years old. He was 14 at the time. The case has been delayed because of the back and forth over whether the teenager would even be tried. Even with the new movement, it will be sometime next year before that trial could begin. Wisconsin election managers say nearly a million people have already voted. In Milwaukee, that city's election commission said 63,000 people had already voted. The tallies are different in each community, but local clerks all say they're seeing more interest in early voting this year. Voters can continue to cast their ballots in person until Friday. After that, you'll have to wait for Election Day to vote. You're listening to WRDN News.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The Thanksgiving ham and turkey special going on now at Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand. Order now through November 18th and pick up starting November 20th. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand for more information.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
All of Wisconsin remains under a high fire danger. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says central and east central Wisconsin is in a very high fire danger. The rest of the state is in a high fire danger. That fire danger should begin to diminish as showers and thunderstorms are expected later this week and even into next week. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekans.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Change is so exciting. You know, my husband, DJ Automatic, and I just moved into a new house. Everything is new and different, and we love it. Everything is also new and exciting with the all-new reimagined Nissan Kicks. From the design and styling to the performance and tech features, Kicks has been totally reimagined from the inside out. This city-sized crossover is ready to take on city life and have fun doing it. Head to NissanUSA.com to see it today.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Rain is rolling in tonight and ramping up through the overnight hours, where an inch of rainfall is not out of the question. Not to mention, with highs today hovering in the mid-70s, we'll fall to the mid-40s tonight and continue to fall throughout Halloween. In fact, it'll drop so cold it'll be in the mid-30s while we're trick-or-treating. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. It's 70 degrees at our studios.
The New York Yankees have forced a Game 5 in the World Series after blowing out the Dodgers 11-4 in New York on Tuesday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Anthony Volpe clubbed a grand slam, while Austin Wells and Gleyber Torres also went yard for New York. Freddie Freeman made history after becoming the first player to hit a home run in six straight World Series games. He clubbed a two-run shot in the first for the Dodgers. Yankees still trail 3-1 in the series. They'll host Game 5 tonight. White Sox have a new skipper, hiring Will Venable as their manager on Tuesday. Tuesday, Sox coming off the worst season in the history of modern Major League Baseball, finishing 41-121. Brewers signed their pitching coach Chris Hook to a multi-year contract. He had been with the Brewers organization since 2008, taking over the pitching staff in 2019. Under Hook, the Brewers ranked fifth in Major League Baseball and second in the National League, behind only the Dodgers in earned run average. Brewers also second in that time in all of baseball in strikeouts. Packers return to work today, starting preparations for Sunday's matchup against the Lions at Lambeau Field. Detroit 6-1, a half game up on the Packers, or 6-2. The Packers may have to count on their backup quarterback Malik Willis again this week. Jordan Love left last week's win over Jacksonville with a groin injury, leaving him questionable for this week's game. The Packers are 3-0 in games that Willis has played in, though.
The moment's not too big for him, and I don't think that's the case for everybody. It seems like his heartbeat, it just stays pretty consistent. I mean, there were some big-time plays he made in that game, obviously, and I also think the belief that the team has in him and his ability to lead us.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. Wisconsin women's hockey team holds down the unanimous number one spot in week 7 of the USA Hockey Women's College Hockey Poll. The Badgers off to a 10-0 start on the season. They'll open a two-game series at St. Cloud State on Friday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Sherry, what have you done to your hair?
What do you mean? Does it not look good?
It doesn't look good. It looks freaking amazing. I can't believe how thick and healthy it looks. Oh, I must know your secret.
No secret. It's hair volume from New Nordic.
Hair volume, huh? Well, it certainly lives up to its name. Your hair has never looked so thick. It is gorgeous.
I was so tired of having thin and brittle hair. Ugh, and the shedding. So I figured I'd give hair volume a try. Needless to say, I'm thrilled with the results. Hey, where are you going?
I'm gonna pick up some hair volume.
volume right now. My reunion's next month and I want my hair to look as good as yours.
Hair Volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of many award-winning natural health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Purchase at newnordicusa.com or your local Walgreens, Rite Aid, or CVS. Available as a tablet or delicious gummy. Help your hair look full, voluminous, and beautiful again at newnordicusa.com, Walgreens, Rite Aid, or CVS.
The people who care at Pet Medical Center in Winona would like to take this time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform who are standing tall for our freedom around the globe. Remember them in our thoughts and prayers this upcoming holiday season. That's courtesy of Pet Medical Center, 57 East 3rd Street, Winona. Call 507-454-2600 or Google for the finest domestic pet care available. Open Monday through Saturday. Be responsible. Spay or neuter your pet.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
Nunez is set to go full-time in 2025. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
One last exhale.
Fitting, isn't it? The final shot at the Championship Four comes down to a track that's been here from day one.
Their last short track challenge of the season.
Martinsville. Close quarters, tight corners, and a fan experience that brings you so close to the action, all of the mayhem will be right at your fingertips. NASCAR Playoffs Weekend at Martinsville Speedway, November 1st through the 3rd. Get your tickets now at martinsvillespeedway.com.
Former child actor and current driver Frankie Muniz is set to tackle a full schedule next year in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series driving for Ayoum Brothers Racing. An opportunity Muniz says he's been hoping for after running just two races this year in the ARCA Menard Series.
My plans for this year definitely changed from what we thought it was going to be. And, you know, being part-time is not easy, right? It's hard to watch, but it's also hard knowing that I just need experience to play catch-up to all the people who I'm competing against. And to be out of the car or the truck, you know, as much as I was this year, it was tough.
Muniz competed full-time in ARCA a year ago, finishing fourth in the standings, and got some experience in the truck this season, running three races for Kevin Sawinski. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
It's quiz time. Here's your first question. Which senator joined the extreme left in Washington, D.C. to send COVID relief checks to prisoners, including the Boston Marathon bomber? Answer, Tammy Baldwin. Who backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin? Once again, Tammy Baldwin. Next question. Which senator even supported castration and mastectomies for minors? Time's up. It does sound crazy. But that was Tammy Baldwin again. Over and over, Baldwin has sided with the extreme left in D.C. Baldwin is for they-them, not you. And now for our final answer. It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Winter weather can strike just about anywhere, anytime. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Riding out the storm will be easier if you've prepared a winter emergency kit when you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Pride, it runs deep for those in agriculture. But that pride can also prevent farmers from asking for help when it's needed most. An injury, illness, or natural disaster is a heavy burden for any operation to bear. Farm Rescue is here to help shoulder that burden. We are a nonprofit organization helping farm families in crisis with free planting, haying, and harvesting assistance. There is no pride lost when it comes to Farm Rescue. Learn more at farmrescue.org.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Memories of childhood were when a fierce winter storm knocked out power and the roads were closed for days. We sat around the fireplace to keep warm and rode the snowmobile into town because that was the only way to get there. I don't recall having issues with food and water, but when you're impacted by winter weather, it's always a good idea to be prepared with an emergency kit. Ashley Mueller is an Extension Disaster Education Coordinator at the University of Nebraska. She says your kit should include enough supplies to get you and your family through 3 days.
So, of course, water and food, very important. Water, the recommended amount is about a gallon per person for at least 3 days, but additional water is always suggested. Food, non-perishable items, and a non-electric can opener. And then other supplies would include, you know, a flashlight, radio, cell phone charger that maybe has a battery backup.
Also toss in hand sanitizer, paper towels, plastic bags, and plastic ties for personal sanitation if water supplies are limited. Put everything in a sturdy storage container with a lid. Mueller recommends having a kit for your pets with food, water, and other things to keep them comfortable.
I know sometimes storms can cause stress, not only for people, but for our furry and four-legged friends as well. So, you know, things that might make them more comfortable, such as a special toy or, you know, even some treats so that you can focus on weathering it out rather than being stressed.
Make another emergency kit just for stress relief. Throw in a deck of cards, puzzles, games, and other family entertainment that will keep your mind off of what's going on outside. You'll find more tips for building winter emergency kits at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Change is so exciting. You know, my husband, DJ Automatic, and I just moved into a new house. Everything is new and different, and we love it. Everything is also new and exciting with the all-new reimagined Nissan Kicks. From the design and styling to the performance and tech features, Kicks has been totally reimagined from the inside out. This city-sized crossover is ready to take on city life and have fun doing it. Head to NissanUSA.com to see it today.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check your sunroof is closed first before driving through the car wash.
Whoa, 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 no, wait, whoa.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
65 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnekins with a check of markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, milk markets are lower. December down 18 at 1976. January down 15 to 1975. February down 8 at 1971. March down 12 at 1951. Cheese markets today, they are mixed. Barrels up 3.5 to 192.5. 40-pound blocks down 0.5 to 189. Two-trade a barrel, two-trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 1.5 to 270.5. Five trades on the day.
Grade A non-fed dry milk down a quarter to 138.5, 7 trades on the day. Dry weigh steady at 16.5, no trades on the day. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets continue to move mostly lower today. Again, a lot of this is a continued sell-off in the live and feeder cattle markets after the sell-off when the markets hit the resistance levels, and the complex is pretty much overbought. While box beef prices are also lower, that's also helping to pressure the markets. Meanwhile, hog markets are moving up mostly higher as excellent consumer demand is continuing to move mostly higher as well. And that is helping to support the hog market. October live cattle down 62 cents to 188.67. December down $1.02 to 186.92. February down $1.22 to 187.40. November feeder cattle down 80 cents to 245.80. January down $1.60 to 242.42. And March down 2.30 to 240.12. December hogs up $1.47 to 84.30. February up 47 cents to 85.85. April up 10 cents to 87.87. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets are moving mostly lower, just below nearby resistance levels. Nearby rains moving through the Corn Belt will allow for fall fertilizer application to get underway. The daily export wire did see 273,000 metric tons of corn sold to unknown destinations. Soybeans are moving mostly higher, oil leading the product complex higher as well. The remaining harvest will pause with all of the incoming rain. The daily export wire saw 132,000 metric tons of beans sold to China and another 132,000 metric tons sold to unknown destinations. Meanwhile, wheat is continuing to move mostly higher as the trade works to hold the Tuesday rebound as well. The first storms are focused on the eastern plains. Better rains are expected for the west into next week to boost emergence and stands. December corn down 2.25 to 411.5. March down 1.5 to 425.5. May down 1 to 434. New crop 25 down 0.25 to 439.5. November beans now up 11.5 to 976.75. January up 12.25 to 991.25. March up 11.75 to 1005.25. New crop 25 up 11.5 to 1028.75. December soybean meal down 20 cents to 301.60, but December soybean oil up $1.15 to 43.95. Chicago wheat, December up 6.75 to 577.25. March up 6.25 to 596.75. Minneapolis wheat, December up 7.25 to 613.75. March up 7 to 637. Triple digit gains in the oil markets today. December crude oil up $1.36 to 68.57. January up $1.33 to 68.14. Meanwhile, November and December gas up 3 cents. November at 198, December at 194. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
I am Paul Hamilton, your choice for state senate. I come from farm families who preserve the bounteous summer and mason jars. Family farms around western Wisconsin still keep such traditions alive. We need to care for farmers because they care for us with the food they produce and their stewardship of this rich land. Supporting family farms creates jobs in western Wisconsin, protects the land, and provides food for local markets. Paid for by the committee to elect Paul Hamilton. I'm Paul Hamilton, and I approve this ad.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Minnesota milk producers are hoping good changes are ahead for the federal milk market order system. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Many state milk producers associations have spent a lot of time at the hearings on modernizing the federal milk marketing order system. One of those was the Minnesota Milk Producers Association. Lucas Sostrom, executive director for MMPA, says they went to the hearings with specific goals in mind.
Yeah, so in my role with Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, I've been very involved, spent probably almost a month of the hearing down in Indiana. So we came with a principled approach. We wanted no negative PPDs so that people had incentive to pool. And I think we maybe lost sight of that during the hearing. People forgot that that was probably the reason for the hearing in a big way, is why are we having these negative PPDs? We also wanted to sustain risk management, even for Class 1. All of us want fluid milk to grow. That's had a slow and steady decline. And so those firms that sell fluid milk, they need risk management too. And so we're a little weary, and we have been, of some of the changes proposed back to the higher of.
He says some good things came out of those hearings.
But we're very glad to see, which we testified on, the extended shelf life milk having a way to manage their risk for the first time, or continued, I should say. And we hope that USDA looks at updating butter fat alongside protein, because we think it'd be really weird to have a 3-4 fat and 3-4 protein someday. But we're heading that direction right now. And so we're hoping that they update both fat and protein alongside each other so that the CME and others work well for farmers to understand. So overall, I think we've got a decent recommendation. We would have done some things differently, but hopefully when we see the final recommendation, we can educate farmers as to how it affects them and affects the members of our cooperative.
USDA has finalized its proposals for changes to the federal milk marketing order. Those proposals now have to be voted on by dairy farmers across the country before they would go into effect. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267. For your lime, Grassley of Iowa is asking the U.S. Department of Agriculture why it gave funding to a Midwest poultry farm that went out of business. Minnesota-based Pure Prairie Poultry went bankrupt, resulting in the destruction of over 1 million chickens in Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin.
About 50 farmers in the lurch, 2 million birds without feed. Companies don't just fail out of the blue. So this raises question about how well the Department of Agriculture is overseeing the federal funding it administers.
Grassley wants to know how the USDA is vetting companies before the agency awards taxpayer dollars. It's unclear if Pure Prairie Poultry will pay back USDA. The 2022 Census of Agriculture showed about 40% of American farmers worked 200 or more days off the farm in 2022. The majority, 93% of the 3,078 U.S. counties for which data was reported, had at least 30% of producers working 200 or more days off the farm. Further, 83 counties, had at least 50% of those producers working off-farm for 200 days or more. For farms with at least two producers, 41% of those worked off-farm for 200 days or more. In comparison, 35% of producers on farms with only one producer did so. Off-farm work is a significant source of income for most farm households and can additionally provide health and retirement benefits. Agricultural Resource Management survey data says over half of family farms weren't profitable in 2022, and 84% of farms earned at least half of their income off of the farm. While the farm economy seems to have stabilized here in the Midwest and Northern Plains, it weakened in the rest of the U.S. this fall. Producers are dealing with high costs and lower commodity prices. The Federal Reserve's Beige Book says agricultural activity was flat to down modestly, with some crop prices remaining unprofitably low. Farmers in parts of the 6th District of Atlanta are having a hard time. Farmers in South Georgia and parts of Florida noted significant damage and losses resulting from Hurricane Helene. Chicago's 7th District farmers had stable farm income expectations, despite above-average harvest projections. The 8th District of St. Louis notes that while agricultural production has been stable, overall sector conditions have weakened. 9th District, the Minneapolis District, conditions remain stable, but at lower levels. Kansas City's 10th District said activity in the agriculture sector continues to decline, and contacts in the 11th District around Dallas continued reporting tough financial conditions. Agriculture producers are reminded they need to complete their crop acreage reports after fall planting is completed by making an appointment with their Farm Service Agency office before the deadline. Now, the following acreage reports are applicable for Wisconsin, including November 15th for winter wheat, rye, tri-cal, and other fall-seeded small grains. Now, an acreage report documents a crop grown on a farm or ranch and its intended uses. Filling an accurate and timely acreage report for all crops and land uses, including failed acreage and prevented planted acreage, can prevent the loss of benefits. Again, for more information, contact your local Farm Service Agency office. USDA says grain and soybean inspections were lower week to week during the 7 days ending October 24th. Corn assessments were reported at 823,000 metric tons, down from 1 million tons the prior week. The agency, however, says that's still above the 541,000 tons inspected during the same week a year ago. Wheat inspections totaled 248,000 tons, down from almost 269,000 in the previous week. That's still higher than the 198,000 tons at the same time last year. USDA says examinations of soybeans for offshore delivery dropped to 2.39 million tons, down from 2.55 million a week earlier. However, that total is still up from the 2.05 million tons inspected last year. Since the beginning of the marketing year, USDA has inspected 6.62 million metric tons of corn, higher than the 4.98 million last year, 10.4 million tons of soybeans, and 9.51 million tons of wheat. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
We visited Alexandria, Minnesota a few summers ago. Great time, lakes, fishing, all that. But this year, for the holidays, we wanted a winter vacation that was just as memorable, just as family-friendly, but with lights and snow, and this time, with our grandkids in tow. This holiday, it's Alexandria again. We're coming back to make new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Sure, it's election season, but there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on, like this. Elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it.
Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialists, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
An unsettled weather pattern begins today with a cold front bringing a significant cool down in our ag weather forecast, followed by widespread precipitation. Now, rain could mix with or even turn to snow early tomorrow morning, and additional precipitation is likely this weekend and into early next week. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs 69 to 74, relative humidities at 57 to 62%. Southwest winds at 12 to 17, gusting to 35. We'll see anywhere from 2/10 to 3/10 of an inch of precipitation. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Late, lows 39 to 44. Relative humidities at 95 to 100%. Northeast winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 30. We'll see anywhere from a half to three quarters of an inch of precipitation. For Thursday, cloudy, a slight chance of showers, even snow possible. We'll have highs 42 to 47. And relative humidities at 82 to 87%, northwest winds at 14 to 19, gusting to 35, anywhere from 3/10 to a half inch of precipitation possible. For Friday, mostly sunny, cooler, highs 45 to 50. Saturday, sunshine, a slight chance of rain, highs 55 to 60. Sunday, mostly cloudy, rain likely, highs 55 to 60. Monday, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms, warmer, highs 60 to 65.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I was all but 22, I think, at the time. I'd been out on the road, lonely at night. And it'd been a while, so it was on my mind. Well, I saw him walk in with his cowboy hat, and I thought to myself, I could use some of that. His boots like glass on a sawdust floor had moves like nothing I'd ever seen before. So I walked right up and I pulled him to the side. I handed that man a beer and looked him in the eyes, and I said, baby, I think you're gonna want to hear this. Then I told him, excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. Baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave, and you look like you love me.
Well, I was down at a local beer joint with of the guys, when this cute little country girl caught my eye. And boy, let me tell you, she was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen in a pair of boots. Well, she walked right up to me, handed me a beer, gave me a look like, let's get out of here. And that's when I realized that she was every cowboy's dream come true. She told me this right here. She said,
excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. And baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave, and you look like you love me. Think to yourself, I could use some of that. Don't waste your time. Just give him this here line. Goes a little like this. Excuse me.
was 7 years old in the backyard playing in a big mud hole. I was all decked out, ready for church, had my brand new suit all covered in dirt. Mama hit the ceiling, she was fit to be tied, talking about how she's gonna tan my hide. But Daddy wasn't laughing when I changed my clothes, said, Mama, leave the boy alone. Well, if the good die young, if the good die young, our little boy's gonna have a lot of fun, cause he's gonna live forever if the good die young. Had a hot rod Ford, constable clocked me at 104. Judge said, boy, you're gonna hurt yourself, you'd long been dead if you was anybody else. But if the good die young, yeah, if the good die young, all there ain't a sin that's gonna hold you, son, cause you're gonna live forever if the good die young. Got a good heart, I wouldn't hurt a soul, but I'm gonna keep rocking till they call that road. Old St. Peter's gonna have to wait. I'm gonna go to heaven, but I might be late. And if the good die young, Lord, if the good die young, pedal to the metal, let your mother run, cause I'm gonna live forever if the good die young. And if the good die young, Lord, if the good die young, check out the jazz, we'll have some fun, cause I'm gonna live forever if the good die young. Said I'm gonna live forever if the good die young.
Serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
I got a funny feeling moment that your lips touch mine. Something shot right through me. My heart skipped a beat in time. There's a different feel about you tonight. It's got me thinking lots of crazy things. I even think I saw a flash of light. Felt like electricity. You shouldn't kiss me like this unless you mean it like that, cause I'll just close my eyes and I won't know where I'm at. We'll get lost on this dance floor, spinning it round. Now they think we're falling in love. They never believe we're just friends. When you kiss me like this, I think you mean it like that. If you do, baby, kiss me again. Everybody swears we make the perfect pair, but dancing is as far. I just wanted you to know. I just wanted you to know. You shouldn't kiss me like this unless you mean it like that, cause I'll just close my eyes and
And I won't know where I'm at. And we'll get lost on this dance floor, spinning around and around and around and around. They're all watching us now. They think we're falling in love. They'd never believe we're just friends. When you kiss me like this, I think you mean like that. If you do, baby, kiss me again. Kiss me
up my heels, painting up this town. When you said goodbye, I learned a couple new dances, cast a couple of glances. I'm on a big roll now, except for Monday, which was never good anyway. Tuesday I get a little sideways. Wednesday I feel better just for spite. Thursday and Friday take too long before I know it. Saturday's gone, but it's Sunday now, and you can bet that I'm alright. Don't get me wrong, it wasn't always this easy getting over you. Got a little rough on me. It didn't take too long till I got it together. And every day I thank my lucky stars you set me free. Except for Monday, which was never good anyway. Tuesday I get a little sideways. Wednesday I feel better just for spite. Thursday and Friday take too long before I know it. Saturday's gone, but it's Sunday now, and you can bet that I'm alright. Except for Monday, which was never good anyway. Tuesday, I get a little sideways. Wednesday, I feel better just for spite. Thursday and Friday take too long before I know it. Saturday's gone, but it's Sunday now, and you can bet that I'm alright.
Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I don't always wake up in the morning, pull myself strong. But when I get lonely, I do. Your memory gets to burning, lean back on the bourbon. So as hell can't keep leaning on you. Looks like I'm learning the hard way again. It's all my fault, yeah, I dropped the ball. You're gone and I'm gone, three seats to the wind. Thinking about all I've wasted on you.